and an 11. And I'm at MacArthur Park between Wilshire Boulevard and 7th Street on the west side of MacArthur Park. And there is a food exchange going on as well as a recipe exchange. And I'm going to talk to some of the people that are involved with this. A pickup truck just pulled up with barrels full of greens. I see kale, different lettuces. I see. So what just arrived?
Another load of food right here. Rec members make collections, and what you see right there are greens, basically fresh greens that are coming in right now. Matter of fact, fresh exotic greens, as a matter of fact.
I see that. I see turnips as well, kale. That kale looks actually really good. And I'm not sure what else. We saw some of the hot peppers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Sabrina. We just were talking. You were sitting in the car. You're actually organizing bags so that food could be put in the bags for people that will be picked up later this afternoon about 3 o'clock. What's your name?
John.
John, and you're one of the founding members of the organization. If you could just share with me what the organization is and a little bit about the history.
Revolutionary Autonomous Communities-Los Angeles, formed after the May 1st, 2007 police riot in MacArthur Park. A bunch of radicals, myself included, got together to say, well, how is it that we could best express support for people without documentation? And the idea was put forward. It certainly was not my idea to do a food program. The reason I opposed it, and I did oppose it, was because I felt that we would be organizing the people with the who are most vulnerable, people with the least amount of rights, people who are in most danger of attack from the state. I organized in the 1960s, and I saw that the state had no compunctions whatsoever about chomping down upon the least protected members of this society. You know, so, but I was out voting, being a good communist. I said, okay, you know, I'll go along with it. And I'm really glad and happy that I did go along with it, because, like, it's the most important work that I've done in my life.
And, John, as you said, you were happy you were voted down, and you have been involved now with helping to participate in this collaboration of food exchange. So what changed your mind? You are, as you said, people are coming together that are very vulnerable, that are without papers, that are needing food, and also this is about community. So what changed your mind in what you've seen since 2007?
Nothing's changed my mind. I still have fear and trepidation about organizing people who are least protected in society. You know, nothing has changed my mind about that. What's changed my mind about the whole situation, though, is that I saw the beauty that can arise when people start working together. Of the radicals who started RAC, there's only two of us who are left, but our membership has more than active membership, 25 people perhaps. All of them came to the program because initially they needed the food, and they saw what we were doing, saw that we were working without compensation, saw that we were doing this out of the goodness of our hearts, and they said, hell, if these people are doing it, maybe I can do it too. That's what's changed my mind about, not about the dangers that are involved, but about the things that can be accomplished. Because, like, I've seen people take it upon themselves to work for each other without compensation. The only compensation that people get is a smile and a self-satisfied sense of self-satisfaction, if that makes sense.
And John, we began talking. You were sitting in your car. You were organizing. He's going to go back into his car, but we're going to keep talking. He's parked right here alongside MacArthur Park, and he is organizing bags. There are boxes that are being filled with cantaloupe, with tomatoes. I see limes. They're greens. They're turnips. I see also bags that have numbers on them that people have brought that will be filled. And those are the recyclable, but because today they actually don't have enough of those and the cardboard boxes, John is putting together plastic bags so that food can be put in there. Also rice and beans, and so RAC provides a bag of rice and a bag of beans for each bag as well for people. So meals can be made from these things. So John, if you could share with me where this produce is coming from and also a little bit about the rice and the beans.
The produce comes from here, there, and everywhere, anywhere and everywhere where we can find people that are willing to donate food that without our collecting it would really just go to waste. So we go around, we ask people who have access if instead of throwing it away, which is really a hassle for them too, if we can pick it up. Because the fruit might have bananas might have a brown spot on the peel, which makes them unsellable at Ralph's or Vaughn's or Albertson's. But nonetheless, you know, does not detract from the fact that that is still completely, totally healthy and rich and nutritious food. You know, so we do that, you know, like, and we collect those from different places. We also have connections with South Central farmers who were kicked out of their farm over on Central and 41st, but who took to farming up near Bakersfield. Hola, señora, ¿cómo está? And they have a farm up in Bakersfield, and they come down to farmers' markets over the weekend, and what they don't sell, they give to us. So it's fresh from the garden produce. The rice and beans are an exceptional sort. Exceptional because we buy them. We actually buy 50-pound bags of rice and beans, and towards that purpose, we ask those who can afford it for a dollar donation. And dollar donation ends up when we place the donations together and purchase the large quantities. Turns out to be perhaps $2, $2.25, maybe $2.50 worth of rice and beans that they get back in return. So it's also lessened in terms of economic cooperation, that certain economies of scale exist when you're able to purchase that at X price point that's not normally achievable by an individual. So, but when you put your money together, that price point comes within the realm of possibility.
Talk about people who are very vulnerable, who many don't have papers. We're talking about immigrant rights issues here locally in Los Angeles, which have been very complex. And you also referred to the police riots that occurred in May of 2007. And I'm just wondering if you could share with me something you've learned as you've become a part of this community.
When we first started the program, the cops would ride past us and sometimes attempt to hassle us and just generally to scope us and evil eye us or what have you. Try to intimidate us. And people who, and it's not just migrants without papers either. It's also quote unquote people who have legal residency within the United States, but who are homeless or who are working poor or unworking poor, you know. So that our constituency is not strictly and solely composed of people without papers, but it goes beyond that. It goes beyond to anybody who has any need that our produce that we gather can assist. We don't care what your status is. You know, one of the things, the police no longer try to intimidate us anymore. The reason for being for that is that when they first would start to come around, the migrant people would shrink back and scared of them and out of fear, you know. But now when they saw the RAC members standing up to the cops and staring them down and videotaping them, cop watching them, as they watched us, we watched them, you know, and logged everything that they did. People saw that we were not intimidated by the police forces, you know, and that confidence in the power of the people has inculcated itself into the people who come around here. So when the cops come, they stand right. Matter of fact, there's no differentiation between us and them. Not in terms of work. Not in terms of attitude towards the police, and not in terms of what we're trying to do within the confines of this unjust, inhumane, and generally screwed up system. You know, the purpose of RAC, the long-term purpose of RAC, is to effect nothing less than a revolutionary change in the United States. Now, not only in the United States, but also a revolutionary change within the whole world. It might seem a bit grandiose, but RAC is designed as a long-term plan. 2015, 2025 year project was what it was designed as, and which to try and erect a model of cooperation amongst people that can be emulated and imitated and replicated anywhere. You know, what we're doing can be done anywhere. All you need to do is just get some people together who can put in the time to set an example. You set an example, people will see it, people will do it.
John, thank you so much. We are standing next to a box of tomatoes, little cherry tomatoes that are being sorted through, and then they're being bagged, and there are many boxes, actually. I'd say, what, about 50 boxes I'm seeing of tomatoes or so around, if not even more, along with other produce. What's your name?
I'm Andy.
Hi, Andy. So could you share with me what's going on here? You're sorting through the tomatoes. How are you involved with this organization?
I mean, I come down every Sunday. It's kind of like church for me. Because, you know, instead of, you know, going to sit in a pew for a while and pray, I come down and do something good and spend a day in the sun and, you know, good food. I also, it's the only way I could eat, you know, because like, it's like what it is, it's a community that come together to help each other autonomously, like without the help from any government bodies or any, you know, having to deal with anything unsavory. And so, you know, they help me, so I do what I can to help everyone else.
And I see the bags are being filled now, so what will a bag look like, and how does that change your week?
It changes by every week. Some weeks are much better, like a ton of produce. Some weeks are a little shy. This week's a little bit shy, but Mauricio hasn't gotten back from the farmer's market with the next load, so we'll see. But yeah, all the boxes, they always have a ton of tomatoes. Usually, you know, it's seasonal. You know, it just depends on the season. Like I've been eating nothing but pumpkin curry for the past couple weeks, and it's been outstanding. but yeah, I mean, there's always a lot of tomatoes and a lot of citrus, greens usually. You know, just whatever, everything you need. It's just healthy food.
Grace Morales.
Grace, it's nice to meet you. You're here at the Recipe Exchange table, and I'll be speaking with Jen, and you're making, what are you making?
This is, I've been in their recipes, like make it the book recipes, yeah, and some have tips too.
So there are tips. And Grace, what brought you to MacArthur Park today?
Because I passed from the bus, I ride the bus, and I saw the people stop here, and I remember these people help a lot to others. To the people living in the streets, or and people they really need help, food.
And food is being organized here. It's a food exchange, and boxes are being filled. Would you say that you've noticed that things have gotten very difficult for people?
Yeah, especially now because they have, you know, the economy is very bad, and a lot of people, they have 4 or 5 children plus the parents, big families, right? And the economy is very bad right now.
So you're here, and what does it feel like for you then to be giving your time, to be volunteering?
Oh, I feel wonderful to help others, yes. Yeah, I wish everybody help.
Recipe exchange going on, and these zines, which have recipes, homemade bread that Jen made, the recipe, and cookies, and information, and people have been filling out these cards as well. In English, Spanish, Korean, there was a recipe that was shared.
I want to invite another people to help, because it's a lot of poor people live in Los Angeles and all around the world.
The bread smells so good. And we're looking out over MacArthur Park, over this lake towards downtown Los Angeles.
I'm Jen Hoffer. My official bio that people read when I perform or when I'm, I don't know, doing a reading or on the back of my book says that I am a poet, translator, social justice interpreter, teacher, knitter, bookmaker, and urban cyclist. You don't have to remember all that. But that's pretty much what I do.
So you're here this Sunday, and what is it about this particular Sunday and also being here with RAC and with your recipe exchange? If you could share with me what kind of collaboration is happening.
Sure. So when the Occupy movement sparked in Los Angeles, a number of artists joined together in a non-joining kind of way, as artists tend to be somewhat atomized and dispersed and autonomous thinkers, which I think is part of the power of what we have to offer to a movement like this, to be able to model autonomous ways of acting in collectivity with one another. So a number of artists got together and had some meetings and a lot of conversation over email and on Facebook and in person, and got very excited about doing a number of projects. And what we created was a clearinghouse where anybody could say, I'm doing this X project, whatever it is, who wants to join me? And then whoever wanted to join would come. So Ken, who you'll probably talk with momentarily, who's standing here folding zines busily, put out a call because an artist friend of his, Tanya Bergera, invited him and anyone else who wanted to participate in art activist actions on December 18th, which is International Migrants Day, as declared by the UN. And while I'm not such a huge fan of the official celebration of a particular culture on a particular day, which in a sense silos or re-marginalizes that culture, to me, every day if you're in a country that has had lots of migration or lots of diaspora, which pretty much every country has now, but particularly the U.S., obviously, every day is Migrants Day. And particularly, I am the daughter of an immigrant who is the son of an immigrant. So for me, every minute is Migrants Minute. However, we did want to participate in, there's a number of artists internationally, like really all over the country and all over the world, doing very, very different kinds of projects that collects the different projects. One of the members of our collective, Jade Thacker, knew RAC and had been coming here on Sundays and knew that there was a food exchange. And this seemed to us to really embody the kinds of principles of the Occupy movement at its best when combined with sort of autonomous art thinking, that is people working for their own communities and finding alternative ways to live right here and right now without asking anybody's permission to do so, just enacting that. And that's very much what I believe about what art can do, and I try to embody that in all of the practices that I do. So we were thinking about what could we bring to RAC that might add something to add a different dimension to what RAC is doing in addition to volunteering, which we're also, some of us are sorting tomatoes and doing different things that RAC does. And we came up with the idea of recipes for a survival cookbook, recipes for everyday living. So I think you might have mentioned in the recipe book, there are recipes for food, roasted tomatoes, home-baked bread, Norwegian cookies from our friend Katie's family. But there are also, there's also a recipe for soap, a recipe for stovetop cleaner. We're hoping to get other recipes for different kinds of survival as well. So we baked some stuff and brought some food to share and then made made the makings for zines and then thought it would be more fun to teach people to make zines themselves than to just have them here already made. So that's what we're doing here.
With these recipes, as you say, recipes for everyday living, so being here is one of those recipes, is it not?
Absolutely.
And that's something that's coming up in talking together, is that to be able to be in community, reaching out and helping each other, as we all need help at different times in our lives, is one of those recipes.
Absolutely. And as Grace and I were chatting about before you came up, it's as much, people have a need to help others as much as they have a need to be helped by others. And that need to be able to participate in giving something to a community and then forming part of that community seems really important to me.
Thank you, Jen.
Hi, I'm Ken Ehrlich.
You are folding, making zines.
Yes, we're, as Jen said, we're making these zines that are both recipes of all kinds and also three translations of this poem that we selected.
11 by 17 piece of paper. It's a very simple six-page zine. And then if you open it up, it has a poster on the inside. This is a poem by the Korean poet Kim Hae-soon, was one of the first women poets in Korea to really be recognized as a public voice. She was born in the 40s, I believe. So this is her poem, a piece of her poem called Words in Korean. This is my translation along with my compañera Dolores Orantes into Spanish, and this is Don Miche's translation into English.
And Jen, would you read both the Spanish and the English?
Palabras. ¿Cómo se veían las últimas palabras? Todo mundo, por favor, intente hablar. Vea cómo desaparece el habla. Las palabras de hoy caminan hacia el bosque. Ellas tocan una guitarra dorada, apoyada contra una gastada silla de madera. Alimente el fuego e intente hablar un poco. Words. How the last words looked. Everyone, please try to talk. Watch how speech disappears. Today's words walk away into the forest. They play a golden guitar leaning against a worn-out wooden chair. Feed the fire and try talking a bit. Know how to shout? Someone is erasing my words. Get erased, erased. Newspaper bits are blowing about. Green, colored star crumbles. Golden notes fall out, and from somewhere a green snake appears and eats only the pauses. I'm out of breath. Out of breath. Let's all laugh. I said, laugh harder. We've at least got a laugh, don't we? Words are about to be erased together with the worn-out wooden chair. Sponge-like words crumble, leaving only a trace.
And how are you involved with this recipe exchange, with the artist collective, with RAC, the food exchange that's going on around us?
There was a group of us working with the occupation of LA, of city around City Hall, this encampment. And one of the things that I was really interested in about the occupation was that there seemed to be two kinds of dynamics with the occupation. One was like a kind of protest dynamic, appealing to some outside entity to transform something about our political life. And the other was a kind of more autonomous caring for each other, a kind of like figuring out alternatives to caring for each other. And I'm interested in both of those, but I was really particularly interested in the way that people were learning to take care of each other in a way that sort of seemed very different from political life as we know it. And so there was a call that was put out by the Queens Museum and Immigrants Movement International to do actions today, December 18th, that are related to immigration. And I was especially interested in connecting the dynamics around the occupation and this idea of taking care of one another with questions around immigration, because they seem so tied, especially in Los Angeles and around this part of Los Angeles, MacArthur Park.
And the history of this park and, of course, what happened here in 2007.
Absolutely. And actually the question of police violence was really a huge conflict in Occupy LA, and there was a number of people who cooperated with the police and were in dialogue with the police, and then there was another contingent of people that felt like that was not what the occupation movement was about. And in particular, I think this site is charged and loaded in that way. So in a sense, like, having actions at MacArthur Park makes more sense to me than City Hall, partly because of that. Like, you don't have to address or ask for permission, particularly from the police, to do things like take care of each other. That's my perspective. Ultimately, I think of art as this kind of space of potential and a space for conversation, a kind of discursive space or space for dialogue. So whether or not this is art is, like, actually, to me, probably not that interesting of a question. But as an artist, these kinds of activities, which engage all sorts of activities having to do with language, having to do with food, having to do with things like mutual aid and concepts that are abstract and tangible, all in some strange way seem connected to ideas about art. Ken Ehrlich, thanks for being here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's great to meet you too. And this is just fantastic. Nothing makes me happier than food being shared and dispersed and people being able to eat, of course, and also homemade foods.
This is Sabrina. This is Soledad.
Hello, Soledad.
Sabrina.
My name is Sabrina, and you're Soledad.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering how long you've been involved with the food exchange.
¿Cuánto tiempo ha usted estado involucrada con el intercambio de comida?
Tengo tres años.
I've been here for 3 years.
Tengo tres años ayudando aquí la comunidad. Yo vengo de una familia pobre, y yo, ¿cómo le digo? Preocupo mi vida en un ratito el día domingo para acá.
I've been coming here for 3 years. I come from a poor family, and I'm here to help the community, and I make it my business to focus a little bit of time every Sunday to help my community.
And what difference does this food make for you, for your community, to be able to come here and share in the produce, the rice and beans, the things that are being exchanged here?
¿Qué diferencia hace para usted y para su familia y su comunidad el poder compartir acá comida con la comunidad para el programa de intercambio de verduras y de frijol y arroz?
La diferencia es de, como le vuelvo a decir, la vemos mucha gente que lo necesitamos y mucha gente no lo necesitamos, pero acá estamos.
So as I'm sure people have said to you before, we see a lot of people here who really need the food here, and there are other people who don't need it as much, but we're here for them anyway. We're all here.
And you mentioned community and being here and being able to give yourself, as you have also been receiving. And I'm
la comunidad y la capacidad de estar aquí dando de la misma manera que usted ha recibido acá.
And what does that do for our spirit, for your spirit, for a sense of belonging here in Los Angeles?
Y eso para al nivel del espíritu, ¿qué nos hace para nosotros al nivel espiritual y también de pertenecer a una comunidad en Los Ángeles específicamente? ¿Qué hace el venir aquí?
Feliz.
Feliz. Happy. It makes me happy.
And me too. Being here for the first time is happy to see people talking. Yeah. And coming together, and then also, of course, getting something so necessary, which is food.
Yo también, a mí también me hace sentir muy feliz estar aquí por primera vez. I'm really happy to. Y yo, también ver a la gente intercambiando algo tan necesaria como la comida.
Yo soy una de las personas que yo guiso todos los domingos para traerle comida a mi compañero. Yo les doy de comer y llevo también para comer.
I'm one of these people who spends my whole Sunday making sure that my compañeros and all my friends have enough to eat and have enough food, and then I also take food for myself, for my family to eat.
What would you like to share with us, with people listening, about your community, our community? I feel a part of it myself, but things that maybe people don't know who aren't here.
¿Qué quisiera usted compartir con los oyentes en la radio, la gente que a lo mejor no esté acá con nosotros, acerca de su comunidad o nuestra comunidad? Porque yo también me siento parte de esta comunidad.
No, yes, porque que cooperen con nosotros, ¿verdad? Así como estamos nosotros. Si alguien necesita, tiene algo que no necesite, lo puede traer para regalarle a otra persona que lo necesite. Algo que tenga en su hogar, ¿verdad? Que quiera él compartir con nosotros, lo podemos. Bienvenido sea aquí con la comunidad de nosotros.
I'm hoping that others will come and participate here. If somebody has something that they don't need or they're not using, they can come and share it with people here. If they have something at home that they don't need, they can bring it here and help others by giving.
And where are people coming from? We're all coming from somewhere. So I'm hearing different languages and seeing people in different circles talking to each other. What have you learned about where people are coming from?
¿De dónde viene la gente aquí? Yo veo que hay mucha gente aquí que se nota que es de distintas partes o que hablan
aquí
distintos idiomas.
Habemos de todo. No sabemos de dónde. Habemos mexicanos, americanos, de todos países.
We have everything here. We don't even know where everyone comes from. Yeah. From Mexico, from the United States, from every country.
And of course, here we stand now.
So, aquí estamos ahora, en este momento y lugar.
Exactly. Muchas gracias. Thank you, Soledad.
I wanted to add one thing, which is most interpreters would never interject, but I'm going to interject and just say that one of the things I think is amazing about RAC, and one of the reasons I'm really drawn to work here, is when you ask Soledad, what can listeners do who aren't here? First of all, that just sense of welcome. Anybody's welcome to come. Anybody's welcome to bring things. But also, if you're a listener in Northern California or in upstate New York or anywhere else, you could start this yourself. This started out of absolutely nothing but the goodwill of some energetic people who saw that there was a problem in terms of how the community was relating to the authorities who were trying to organizing things here and who are sort of ruling the roost here, and they just started self-organizing, and anybody could do that anywhere.
More and more produce coming out and being delivered from kale, lettuce, greens, turnips.
Daikon,
that's right, daikon. Love that daikon. Carrots, tomatoes. I've been at MacArthur Park in Los Angeles on Park Avenue between Wilshire Boulevard and 7th Street. And I have been speaking to people from RAC and also artist Jen Hoffer with the Recipe Exchange.
From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artel.
Donations to support Trailer Talk are always gratefully received. You can find a link to make your tax-deductible donation at trailertalk.net.
Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artel. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artel. Safe travels.
Caregiving for a loved one can be stressful. The Caregiver Resource Center is here to help, offering information and referrals, support groups, and workshops. A co-partnership between Cornell Cooperative Extension and the Office for the Aging of Sullivan County, the center also offers exercise and educational programs for seniors. Information at sullivancce.org/events. Supported by a grant from the New York State Department of Health and the Alzheimer's Association.
This week on This American Life.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
It's Ira.
Yeah.
Back in the early days of our radio show, I did a series of interviews with my parents that, no kidding, completely changed my relationship with them.
Have you done this? Have you gone to a restaurant with Dad and pretended that you didn't know each other?
No.
No. But if you did, you're saying that
we've gone to restaurants with you and pretended we didn't know you.
Oh, my God. My parents, this week.
Saturday night at 6 on Radio Catskill.
Hi, Ira Flatow here from Science Friday. We view Sci-Fry as a refreshing break from the daily bombardment of political news. You know, there's lots of important and interesting science and technology out there. Whether it's the deep, dark mysteries of the universe or your deep, dark microbiome, it's all right here. So start your weekends with thought-provoking news on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.